Racing HQ, brought to you by the Kosciuszko. Buy a $5 ticket for your chance to win a share in a horse running in the $1.3 million race. T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Racing HQ. It's the last of our special broadcasts for this week. We started at Tamworth. We ended up in Nyngan. We went to Dubbo yesterday, and we're on the way back towards Sydney today. We're at Bathurst, about 200 k's on the Great Western Highway, about 3-hour drive, and they've got lots of attractions this weekend, which we'll talk to the Mayor about shortly. The Mayor, Graham Hanger, is going to join us out here at the Bathurst Racecourse. A couple of local trainers, and a little while later, we're certainly not going to ignore Randwick tomorrow. We'll get the latest on the track conditions, and also Simon Dinopoulos, Brad Gray will be joining us with their regular Friday segment with their predictions for tomorrow. First up on the show, though, Dean Murfin. He's a local trainer here at Bathurst, and he joins us here at the racecourse. Dean, good morning to you.
Morning, Andrew.
Well, it is different here. We've travelled, as I say, where we've been. Bathurst certainly has drought, but not as severe as other parts.
Nowhere near as severe as Nyngan. We were over at Rodney's place, and further out west, it's much worse than it is here. You know, the dams are still empty here, but the place has still got a tinge of green about it.
Yeah, understand. I know that you've got your training base, which we'll talk about in a moment, and the whole surround, but the first up was the disappointing news that I saw just minutes ago. I am Capitan. You've had to scratch from the highway tomorrow.
Yeah, unfortunately, he's got a little bit of an abscess in the foot. Yesterday afternoon, he just didn't look quite right. We had the farrier have a look at him. We've pinpointed with the pincers exactly where the abscess is, but it hasn't burst through yet, and he's a little bit lame this morning. He's probably only about a 1 in 5 lame, but he's too valuable a horse to our stable to risk, and he's probably not going to be 100% right tomorrow, so I just made the early call, and we've scratched him.
Yeah, look, disappointing, because I think he was either favourite or second pick, so he was right in the race, wasn't he, you know?
He was. He's so honest when he goes down there. He runs a good race every single time. He's had 3 starts at Randwick for 3 seconds, and, you know, when the race came out, I looked at the race and thought he'd be very competitive in it, but unfortunately, not this week.
All right, well, watch for I Am Capitan. Just on that race, you've still got Alcatran in that race, and, well, the informed Jenny Duggan takes a couple of kilos off. We're just talking before we came on air that you like getting inform and things like that. Well, Jenny Duggan certainly in that.
Yeah, I've never used Jenny Duggan before, but she's riding very well, and 2 kilos off the horse's back is going to help him a bit. And he's a competitive horse in that race as well. He's a nice, progressive young horse. He's got a good record, and he's earned his spot in this field. And yep, he was probably going up as the second stringer behind I Am Capitan, but we expect him to run well.
What about the draw and the prospect? It's a heavy track now with the rain, more rain overnight. What's your feeling there?
I'm not sure, to be honest. He handled it the other day when we ran him first up here, but it wasn't heavy. He's a Nekone, and I've sort of found with a couple of other Nekones I've had that they weren't really great in the heavy track. Yep. So it's a bit of a wait and see with that one. The other horse would have handled it well, but not sure.
And has Alcatran trained on nicely the way being second up tomorrow?
Yeah, he's trained on beautifully. He pulled up quite large after his first run. He looked quite big in the enclosure that day as well, so he's improved nicely since that race, and yep, you know, he looks better for the run.
That's good. All right. Well, disappointment with I Am Capitan, but Alcatran going down to run in the Tab Highway. Listeners, this is we're at Bathurst, and normally I spoke to Dean a couple of mornings ago, and he said we've just come through minus 4.9 degrees, which is bloody cold, Dean.
Yeah.
Fortunately, there's a bit of cloud over the top of us this morning, and it's only 4 degrees. But, mate, you're sitting here in thongs. Come on, Dean.
It's a heat wave, mate. What are you talking about? this is the mildest morning we've had in all winter, virtually, so you've brought the weather with you. But, look, that minus 4.9 is a regular occurrence. It's not just a one-off.
Yeah, it is. Jackets and things, obviously. But is it difficult to train horses when you've got temperatures like that through these cool months?
It is, but... And I don't work the horses, you know, in that kind of temperature, particularly galloping them. The tracks freeze over, but the club here is very good. We wait till 9:30, and then the sun comes up and the frosts melt, and we're allowed to use the track here till, you know, up to 11 o'clock at times when there's, you know, heavy frost. So we just have to wait a bit longer. We don't start as early as Sydney Stables. We start at 6 o'clock. And, you know, we do other jobs and wait for the tracks to thaw out, and then we'll work them then.
It's different, isn't it? The drought, well, relate the drought here in Bathurst. Does it affect you? Does it affect feed? We've been talking a lot about feed prices through the week, Dean. How does it impact you as a Bathurst trainer?
Well, it does affect everyone in the state with feed. Not only is feed become more expensive, but the quality of feed is a bit of a concern as well. You know, you've got to pay premium dollar to get the best feed, and to get good results, you need the best feed. Mm. And sometimes it's hard to find. So, it's hard to grow good chaff in a drought, and they're importing it, export, you know, from other states and stuff like that.
Yep.
So, it affects us in that way for sure.
Are you okay to access it? Can you, when you want the material need to feed the horse, are you free to gain access to it? Have you got plenty of it?
Yeah, I've had no trouble so far. Getting good chaff and stuff like that. If this drought continues, and the hay becomes more scarce, and good lucerne becomes more scarce, we'll see how that goes. But at the moment, so far, it's been okay.
It's okay. You base yourself here right adjacent to the Bathurst racetrack. How many horses do you train in that area?
I've got a 12 horse barn, and I sometimes have it full, but usually there's an empty box or two, so I only sort of muck around with, you know, somewhere between 8 and 12 horses.
Yep.
Occasionally there's an overflow and I'll put one in the middle barn or so, but I keep the numbers around that level because it's, I really have good hands-on approach with those horses.
And you must be more than happy of where, disappointing when you've got a scratch tomorrow with I Am Capitan, but when you look at your strike rate of late and the winners, you had a winner at Canterbury on Wednesday, but around the traps as well, you must be thrilled with it at the moment.
Yeah, I've got a small team, but some nice horses there amongst them, and we've had a great season. It's been the best season yet I've had so far. I've been training for about 7 years, and I'm really thankful to the owners to give me nice horses, and hopefully it continues.
Worldly pleasure also gave an extra kick to the jock.
Yeah, it was Eleanor's first Sydney winner, and Eleanor's a great girl. She comes out and drives from Cowra 3 times a week and rides fast work for me. And she's an underrated rider. She won the country championship heat for me in Mudgee last year on a 50-1 shot. And you wouldn't find a nicer person in racing than Eleanor, and she deserves every winner she gets.
Eleanor Webster-Hawes is Eleanor, and rode Wordley's success to victory. But you've had winners at Dubbo, and well, a couple of winners at Dubbo at their recent meetings. But they're certainly an enjoyable team. Take us. I know you train or live away from Bathurst. You drive here every morning, but you must rely heavily on your local staff. It must be good to have them here.
Yeah, you need the local people here. No one else is silly enough to do the driving I do, but it's good. You've got to surround yourself with good people in racing, and the staff are everything. So good people around you make all the difference.
Yeah, they do. You started off, I know you don't want to talk too much about yourself, but I think for our listeners, because we're seeing a bit more of your name of late, Dean Murfin, you certainly learned under some really good trainers.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I left school and as a young bloke went and worked for Bart Cummings and TJ Smith and people like that. And I was just a knockabout kid, sort of enjoying life at the time and at Randwick, and they're good memories, actually. I rode a lot of work in those days. The people that work for me now and around here probably don't think I could even ride a horse, but I used to ride quite a few, and happy memories of working in those places.
Yeah, and you took out a license, and how long was it before you got that first city winner?
First runner. Yeah, it was the first horse I took to the races, and I thought, how easy is this? And that was a long time ago. So it took a long time to get another one. But, I sort of lost the desire to keep training horses for a while there. Yeah. And I sort of walked away from racing for a long time. But, it's in your blood and eventually it draws you back.
And you like Bathurst? Do you like the quiet quietness for your horses?
It's a great place to train horses, really, Bathurst. I've got the facilities here that I need. And it is a very quiet, cruisy sort of place for the horses. Mm. They're all relaxed, and we grow lucerne here in the middle of the track, relying on the rain for that. So at the moment, it's obviously winter. There's nothing there, but it is a good place to train.
Yeah, fantastic. It's obviously we're on a non-race day, so it's a very quiet place this morning. But there were some horses out there just slowly cantering. Nothing more than that this morning, but. You can't help but when you're here, you look up to the mountain and see those big words, Mount Panorama. I know it. I don't know how far is that away from us here. That sign.
It's probably only a couple of k's. And
do you hear it?
Well, yeah. When that race is on, you hear it. It sounds like there's a swarm of bees coming, and the horses all hear it too, and they just hear it all day. So for a couple of days, the horses are quite wound up with it, actually.
Yeah, that was where I was heading. That I guess you just got to keep around them and keep them as calm as you can, but. there's just there would be so much noise.
Yeah, and then they finish it up the day off with fireworks. So that just
pops, that's an extra little bang. Yeah. Well, it's a great city, this one. We're going to talk to the city mayor shortly, Graham Hanger. But, Dean, we thank you for dropping in. It is slightly different to where we've been, but certainly all parts of New South Wales are in drought. Mm. We'll get a bit more on this from Graham shortly. But all areas are in drought, and we've just got to hope at some stage here soon that the weather turns and we get some soaking rain. We don't want that real heavy rain. That's no good to us. We need the soaking and then the follow-up rain.
Absolutely, yeah. The farmers desperately need it.
Yeah, for sure. Good on you, Dean. Really appreciate coming in.
Thanks, Andrew.
Good on you.